You want food on the table no matter the month. That means you deal with heat, frost, storms, drought, and the long stretch of days when nothing grows unless you force the land to respond. Year-round growing is not comfort. It is control under pressure. You watch soil temperature swing. You watch daylight shrink. You watch water either disappear or drown your beds. You learn to push back. You learn to build covers, walls, vents, and shelters. You read the sky and trust the numbers from your zone. Every mistake shows itself fast. Plants wilt, leaves scorch, roots freeze. You keep going because steady food is the goal. No waiting for better weather. No guessing. You manage four seasons in the United States, deep cold in Canada, and the split of rain and dry in the Caribbean. Three regions. Three systems. One purpose. You grow food every month of the year. Chapter 1, the U.S. four-season cycle. Scope. You grow food across spring, summer, fall, and winter in a country where every region shifts on its own clock. Your job is to track those shifts and keep production steady. You start by knowing your USDA zone. That sets your frost dates. Those dates tell you when the soil warms, when it overheats, when daylight slips, and when cold pushes back. You build your plan around those swings. You prepare beds that can take constant change. You use tools that stretch the season and protect the crops when weather moves fast. Safety. You work with tools that can cut skin and plastics that trap heat. You use row cover that can collapse if not secured. You protect hands from metal wire when bending hoops. You check wind warnings before setting plastic. You avoid trapping heat around yourself when lifting covers on hot days. You watch for soil saturation that can make beds unstable. Tools and materials. You need a soil thermometer, a frost date chart for your zone, row cover fabric, light plastic sheeting, metal or PVC hoops, vent clips, drip lines, mulches, and hand tools. You keep a notebook for dates and growth patterns. You need gloves, eye protection, and steady shoes. You use compost, balanced fertilizer, and water lines that can run through all four seasons. Steps: spring, soil warm-up, and early planting windows. You start the year by checking soil temperature. You wait for soil to reach the safe point for cool crops. You move fast once it does. You plant greens, peas, carrots, radish, onion sets, and early herbs. You watch the nights. A cold snap can still appear. You hold row cover ready for that. You secure fabric at all edges so the wind cannot lift it. You keep beds moist but not soaked. Spring air is warming, but ground moisture can vanish in one windy day. You use the early weeks to establish roots before the heat arrives. You track each planting day. You plan your second wave of plantings to hit before heat takes full control. Summer, heat management and high demand crops. When summer arrives, you shift from warming soil to protecting plants. You plant warm crops once the ground holds steady heat. You focus on tomatoes, peppers, squash, beans, okra, and basil. You manage water with discipline. Heat drains soil faster than beginners expect. You run drip lines at the base. You keep leaves dry to avoid disease spread. You mulch heavy to block soil loss. You monitor plant stress. Wilting at noon is normal, but staying wilted by evening means trouble. You cut back water slightly if fruits are cracking. You prune only what is needed to improve airflow. You avoid pruning in extreme heat. You move fast when storms appear because they can flatten tall crops. You stake everything that cannot hold its own weight. You avoid letting beds sit empty. Summer is a high production window, and every gap loses time. Fall, succession planting and daylight loss. When fall creeps in, you shift again. You count weeks backward from your first frost date. You plant new rounds of greens, roots, and hardy herbs. You work in cool air, but dropping daylight slows growth. You adjust by planting slightly more than you think you need. You avoid late warm crop attempts. They will not mature in time. You cover soil again when nights dip. You use fabric to keep warmth in the ground. You keep rows clean. Debris can trap moisture and cause rot. You set irrigation to lighter cycles because cool air slows evaporation. You check beds every morning for frost burn and respond by tightening covers or adding a second layer of fabric. You harvest steady, but leave enough mature plants to push deeper into the season. Winter, beds, row covers, low tunnels, and hardy greens. Winter tests your timing. You prepare before frost hits. You bend hoops over beds and pull plastic or fabric tight. You anchor every side. You vent on days when the sun shines because heat builds even in cold months. You grow hardy greens and roots that tolerate low temperatures. You plant them early enough in fall so they reach size before daylight drops. Winter is not about fast growth. It is about holding crops alive and harvestable. You check internal temperature inside the covers. You avoid letting moisture pool inside. You keep pathways clear so you can reach beds every day. You let plastic dry before closing at night. You use drip lines if the ground stays workable. You avoid overhead watering because the cold turns droplets into ice. You harvest small amounts often. You remove damaged leaves fast so rot does not spread. You track each warm spell because it can trigger early bolting. You tighten covers again when cold returns. Season extension with plastic, fabric, and vents. You rely on these tools through every season. You lay fabric lightly in spring for frost defense. You pull it tight in fall to keep warmth. You use plastic to create a warm shell in winter. You vent each covering. You open early on sunny days to avoid heat shock. You close late when the air cools. You build habits around daily checks. Nothing about season extension works if you treat it as a one-time setup. It is a system of constant adjustment. You learn by watching how plants respond. You keep covers clean. Dust blocks light. You replace torn fabric before it fails in wind. You patch plastic fast. You avoid letting any material flap because repeated motion weakens it. Using frost dates and USDA zones. Zones tell you when your risk begins and ends. You do not guess frost. You look up the expected first frost of fall and the last frost of spring. You track them with precision. You plant spring crops only when your soil reaches safe temperature. You plant fall crops early enough that they mature before frost lands. You extend the season with covers to push past those dates. You do not fight the zone. You work with it. You stagger planting so that something is always growing. You avoid late planting of long season crops because they will not finish in time. You adjust your schedule if a warm fall extends growth. You adjust again if an early frost arrives. The zone sets the frame. Your actions fill it. Checks and fixes. You walk your beds every day. You feel soil moisture by hand. You look for insect pressure. You check leaf color. You find gaps in coverage. You fix sagging fabric before wind tears it. You add stakes when storms approach. You harvest on time to keep plants producing. You write notes so you do not repeat mistakes next season. Care. Four-season growing is a discipline. You care for soil by feeding it compost and letting roots stay in place when possible. You rotate crops to protect soil health. You manage water with intention. You protect plants with covers that you control. You learn the rhythm of your zone. You hold production steady, even when the year swings hard between warm, hot, cool, and cold. You grow food every month by refusing to let any season idle your land. Chapter 2, Canada, Cold Frame Survival Growing. Scope. You grow food in a place where cold is not a season. It is a force that pushes against every plan you make. Winter eats daylight. Frost locks soil. Wind strips warmth. You do not try to beat it. You build structures that hold just enough heat for plants to live. You use cold frames, thermal mass, tight seals, and slow-growth crops that can survive on thin light and steady cold. Your work is survival growing, not comfort growing. The land waits for you to fail. Your job is to keep the frame standing and the crops alive. Safety. Cold can injure you as fast as it injures plants. You protect your hands with insulated gloves when lifting frozen lids. You wear eye protection when chipping ice from hinges. You lift lids from the windward side only so gusts do not slam them. You step carefully on snow-packed ground to avoid slips. You check the roof of every frame before touching it because snow load can drop without warning. You use tools that stay cold enough to burn skin. You respect every edge. Tools and materials. You need heavy lumber, strong hinges, thick polycarbonate or glass panels, vent rods, weather stripping, stones or water barrels for thermal mass, a soil thermometer, a handsaw, screws, a level, mulch, and insulated gloves. You keep a shovel for snow removal. You need grit tape to seal minor gaps. You use low-energy battery lights only for checking conditions, never for growing. You keep spare hinges and a second panel ready for emergency repair. Steps: extreme low temperatures and shortened daylight. You begin by understanding that growth slows to a crawl. Plants do not surge in winter. They hold. They wait. Your goal is to give them enough warmth to stay alive and enough light to prevent collapse. You plant in early fall so crops reach size before daylight drops. Once deep winter arrives, the frame becomes a shelter, not a growth engine. You check soil daily. You keep temperature above the critical survival point for each crop. You avoid lifting the frame during cold snaps because warm air escapes fast. You time venting only when the sun has raised internal heat above safe minimums. You treat every hour of weak daylight as a resource. You clear snow that covers panels because snow blocks light and lowers interior temperature. You scrape ice when it forms but do not crack the panel. Patience keeps crops alive. Heavy cold frame construction, thermal mass, and hinge vents. You build frames that do not flex under weight. You use thick wood and secure every corner. You angle the top toward the sun so light reaches the soil. You anchor the frame into the ground so wind cannot lift it. You add weather stripping along the edges to block heat loss. You place stone or water barrels inside to store heat during rare warm spells. You open hinge vents only when the interior climbs above safe limits. You close vent gaps well before sunset. You check hinges often because ice can freeze them in place. You brush away snow before opening any lid to prevent sudden shifts. You learn the weight of the lid so you can feel when ice holds it down. You free it slowly. You avoid forcing anything because a cracked panel ends your season. You keep tools close. You keep your footing steady before lifting. Snow load pressure and ice buildup management. Snow does not sit lightly. It presses down hard and steady. You clear snow often so panels do not bow or snap. You push snow away from the frame so meltwater does not pool and refreeze around the base. You watch the roof shape. If it sags even a little, you reinforce it with an internal brace. You scrape ice along the edges. You do not hammer. You chip slowly. You avoid breaking seals that keep heat in. You check the weather for storms that can dump heavy snow overnight. You go out early and clear the weight before sunlight melts the top layer and creates a crust. That crust doubles the pressure. You make clearing snow part of your daily schedule. You never assume the frame can hold another inch. You respect the weight. Slow growth crops that survive harsh winters. You choose crops that tolerate cold and low light. You grow spinach, mosh, claytonia, hardy lettuce, green onions, winter radish, and certain kale varieties. You plant early so they reach maturity before severe cold hits. After that point, you aim to hold them, not push them. You harvest lightly. You never take too much from one plant. You remove damaged leaves to prevent spread of rot. You understand that flavor changes under cold pressure. Some crops sweeten, others slow to near stillness. You adjust your expectations. Winter is not about volume. It is about continuity. These crops will not surge with growth until daylight returns. You plan your meals around what survives, not what flourishes. Soil warming tricks with stone, water barrels, and insulation. You use thermal mass to hold heat. You set stones along the inner walls. They absorb warmth during the day and release it at night. You use water barrels the same way, but you keep them sealed so they do not freeze and expand. You cover soil with mulch that traps heat in the root zone. You insulate the north side of the frame so wind chill does not rob the interior. You press insulation tight against weak points. You use a soil thermometer to learn how long it takes for soil to rebound after a cold night. You shift your venting based on that data. You add extra mulch when deep cold arrives. You avoid disturbing the soil too much because each disturbance vents warmth. Every degree matters. Emergency heat retention steps. There are nights when the temperature drops lower than your frame can handle. You prepare for those nights. You keep extra fabric inside the frame. You drape it over plants before closing the lid. You place warm water jugs inside to release heat slowly. You avoid using open heat sources because they create fire risk and unsafe fumes. You cover the outside of the frame with additional insulating blankets if the forecast demands it. You shovel snow around the base to act as a wind block when needed. You avoid adding weight to the lid. You check for light leaks. You patch cracks fast with grit tape. You do not wait for morning to fix a failing seal. Cold does not wait. Checks and fixes. You perform daily checks, even when the wind is sharp. You look for frost damage at the leaf edge. You check soil for ice crust. You verify the lid closes tight. You inspect weather stripping. You remove snow fast. You look for condensation that drips back onto plants. You vent briefly if humidity spikes. You record temperatures morning and evening. You adjust mulch based on soil readings. You repair hinges before they fail. You never trust a crack to stay stable in cold. Care. Your care keeps the frame alive. You protect plants by treating the cold as a constant enemy. You maintain tight seals. You move snow before it builds weight. You add insulation where needed. You learn the rhythm of winter light. You let crops rest when cold slows them. You harvest small amounts. You avoid stressing plants that survive on thin margins. You grow food in a place that tries to shut you down. You keep going because steady food is the goal. You use grit, patience, and discipline. You hold your crops alive until daylight returns. You grow every month by refusing to let cold decide the outcome. Chapter 3, Caribbean Rain Dry Season Strategy. Scope. You grow food in a place where cold never comes to help you slow pests, settle soil, or reset disease cycles. The pressure comes from heat, heavy rain, and drought swings that strike without warning. The land stays alive all year, which means everything that feeds on crops stays alive too. You work through the split of rain season and dry season. You manage water, airflow, shade, and soil strength. You build systems that do not collapse when storms hit or when the sky locks up for weeks. Year-round growing here is not about overcoming cold. It is about surviving extremes of heat and moisture. Safety. You move in weather that can turn dangerous fast. You protect yourself from heat stress with steady hydration and paced work. You wear gloves when handling wet soil and mulch to avoid sharp debris hidden inside. You avoid standing water because it can hide unstable ground. You anchor shade cloth before storms so loose panels do not become hazards. You monitor lightning when working in open fields. You use clean water lines to avoid contamination. Tools and materials. You need raised bed lumber, drainage trenches, mulch, shade cloth, drip lines, water barrels, hose filters, soil thermometers, pruners, tie wire, insect netting, and disease-resistant seeds. You keep a machete or hand blade for clearing overgrowth. You use buckets for flood diversion, stakes for securing cloth, and gloves that grip in wet conditions. You keep storage containers for collecting dry season water. Steps, switching plans between heavy rain months and long dry spells. You begin by dividing the year into two main rhythms. During rain season, the land soaks fast and drains slow. You plant crops that tolerate wet roots and heavy moisture. You adjust spacing so air can move between plants. You avoid planting in low spots that trap water. You plan for rain events that can arrive without warning. When dry season returns, the land shifts to heat and drought. You switch to crops that handle stress, and you manage water as your main resource. You change planting windows. You adjust soil coverage. You shift irrigation schedules to avoid evaporation spikes. You treat each season as its own system. You make changes the moment you feel the shift. Flood control beds, drainage trenches, and raised beds. Rain season tests your ability to move water away from roots. You build beds high. You keep soil structured so it does not break under pressure. You cut drainage trenches that lead water out of the growing zone. You clear debris from those trenches before each storm. You avoid planting where water pools. You reinforce bed edges with mulch to slow erosion. You watch how water flows after the first big rain. You adjust trenches based on what you see. You use stones to guide runoff. You place buckets in strategic dips to catch excess water before it reaches sensitive crops. You raise beds again when soil settles. You understand that water needs a place to go. If you do not give it a path, it will carve its own. Heat-resistant varieties and pest survival management. Heat pushes plants into stress. You choose varieties bred to withstand high temperatures. You grow hot peppers, okra, callaloo, eggplant, sweet potato, cassava, and heat-tolerant tomatoes. You monitor leaves for curl, scorch, and wilt. You keep roots cool with mulch. You water at the base early in the morning. You expect pests year-round. You remove damaged leaves fast to slow spread. You use insect netting on young plants until they can withstand pressure. You avoid spraying in bright sun to prevent burn. You track which pests surge during rain season and which surge during dry season. You remove hiding spots from around beds. You plant herbs that deter insects at the edges. You harvest often to reduce hiding space. You build a system that reduces pest opportunity rather than relying on reaction. Shade cloth, water storage, and mulch thickness rules. Heat gains intensity during dry season. You use shade cloth to protect tender crops. You secure the cloth tight so wind cannot rip it free. You check the shade percentage of the cloth and adjust based on crop needs. You install water barrels to collect every drop of rain before dry season begins. You clean barrels so stored water stays safe. You run drip lines from those barrels to control flow. You use mulch to hold soil moisture. You adjust thickness based on temperature and crop. You add mulch in layers so it settles evenly. You avoid pushing mulch against stems to prevent rot. You inspect mulch after heavy rain because it can shift and expose soil. You rebuild coverage fast so heat does not break the soil surface. Disease spikes in humid months. Rain season humidity triggers fast disease spread. You remove any leaf with spots. You clear debris that traps moisture. You increase plant spacing. You prune to open airflow. You water only at the base because wet leaves increase risk. You never work plants when leaves are wet because hands spread disease. You clean tools daily. You sanitize pruners when moving between plants. You check underside of leaves for early signs. You act early because disease moves faster than you can respond if ignored. You rely on airflow, spacing, and sanitation more than anything else. You avoid overhead irrigation. You always dry leaves before closing any protective netting. You use heat and sunlight carefully because too much can worsen stress. You aim for a balance that keeps disease low without breaking the plant. Dry season irrigation discipline and soil cooling. Dry season hits hard. Soil loses moisture fast. You water deeply and infrequently so roots push downward. You avoid shallow watering because it weakens plants. You use drip lines so water reaches roots with minimal waste. You check soil moisture by hand. You adjust frequency based on heat waves. You add mulch to cool roots and slow evaporation. You shade soil near the hottest hours. You avoid planting shallow-rooted crops without protection. You watch for salt buildup in soil from concentrated irrigation. You flush soil with collected rainwater when needed. You cool soil by adding organic matter and avoiding bare patches. You manage heat by timing your work early in the day. You never let soil crack. When it does, you hydrate slowly so water penetrates and does not run off. You avoid stressing crops at peak heat. You harvest early to reduce plant load. You maintain a disciplined system because dry season punishes neglect fast. Checks and fixes. You walk your beds daily. You watch how water moves during both seasons. You clear trenches before storms. You tighten shade cloth before winds rise. You check mulch depth. You inspect stems for heat stress. You test soil temperature when the sun shifts angle. You remove pests early. You clean tools often. You note rain patterns and adjust planting windows. You keep water storage full. You fix leaks fast. You reinforce raised beds after each heavy rain. You calibrate drip lines so each plant receives steady supply. You track which crops respond well and which fail under pressure. You adjust without delay. Care. Your care holds the system together. You respond to weather shifts. You protect soil from drowning and from drying. You maintain shade, airflow, and structure. You harvest steady but avoid stripping plants. You rebuild mulch. You watch disease with sharp attention. You manage pests before they take root. You use every drop of water with intention. You grow food in a climate that throws hard extremes at you. You keep going because the land never rests. You grow every month by controlling heat, rain, moisture, and stress. You build a system that survives both seasons because survival is the only way to stay productive in the Caribbean.